WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us. We're diving into the often rocky terrain of healing from past abandonment issues. Ever felt that gut punch when someone pulls away, even if it seems out of the blue? You know, that feeling like you're being yanked back into old patterns, questioning your worth, replaying those moments in your head like a broken record. Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. But here's the good news. You don't have to be chained to those past hurts. This podcast isn't about sugarcoating things or pretending that abandonment doesn't leave deep scars. It's about equipping you with the tools and mindset to not just survive, but truly thrive despite those experiences. Because let's face it, life is a roller coaster, right? And sometimes those dips and turns can feel like freefall. But what if I told you that you had the power to navigate those drops with more grace and confidence? Okay, so let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you begin healing from past abandonment issues. First up, acknowledging the wound. It's not about wallowing, but recognizing that the hurt is real. Bottling it up only makes things worse. Imagine a splinter, you wouldn't just ignore it, hoping it magically disappears, right? You'd acknowledge its presence and take steps to remove it. Same with emotional pain. Give yourself permission to feel those emotions fully without judgment. Second, understanding the impact. It's crucial to understand how past abandonment has shaped your current beliefs and behaviors. Do you find yourself constantly seeking reassurance? Do you struggle with setting boundaries? Recognizing these patterns can be like peeling back layers of an onion, revealing the root cause of those anxieties. Remember, awareness is the first step towards healing. Third, breaking free from self-blame. This one's a tough one, I know. It's so easy to fall into a trap of thinking we somehow deserve that abandonment. But here's the truth. Your worth isn't tied to someone else's actions. You deserve love and respect, period. Let go of the guilt and shame. And start treating yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Fourth, cultivating self-love. This isn't about narcissism, it's about building a strong foundation within yourself. Prioritize your needs, engage in activities that bring you joy, and surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Remember, your happiness comes from within, not from external validation. And finally, seeking professional help. You don't have to walk this journey alone. Therapists are trained to guide you through the complexities of healing from abandonment issues. They can provide valuable tools, strategies, and a safe space for you to process those emotions. Think of it like having a skilled navigator helping you chart your course through uncharted waters. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a beautiful soul who always craved deep connections. But her past relationships had been marked by painful abandonments. She'd constantly overthink, second-guess herself, and find herself clinging to partners out of fear of being left alone again. Sound familiar? She felt like she was trapped in a cycle of pain, replaying those old wounds every time someone pulled away. Sarah finally decided to seek help from a therapist who helped her understand the root cause of her anxieties and develop healthy coping mechanisms. With patience and self-compassion, Sarah started to break free from those patterns. She learned to set boundaries, trust herself, and prioritize her own well-being. It wasn't easy, but with each step forward, she felt a sense of liberation. Sarah's story reminds us that healing is possible. It takes courage, self-love, and a right support system. It's not about erasing those past hurts, but learning to navigate them with grace and resilience. So, my incredible listeners, remember this. You are worthy of love, connection, and happiness. Those painful experiences don't define you. You have the power to rewrite your story, cultivate secure attachments, and build a life filled with genuine joy and fulfillment. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of healing and empowerment together. Join me tomorrow for another dose of daily affirmations and self-love. Until then, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.